Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, is this the call for the tickets?
It is the right phone number, but we're not giving them away right this second.
Oh, shit, a little funny thing the guy did at the end of his shift. I thought maybe that was a cue.
Yeah, he's a liar. Oh. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the way. We have What's Up with Florida, a first date gone south when a man insisted on smelling her feet. Insisted on it, and they got angry when she said no. We also have a naked car chase in Westwood that went on today. We have your 420 catch of the day coming up as well. And this week, K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
The guy is drunk.
This is Oasis Week on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. I'm not exactly sure why, but Oasis is only playing 5 cities on this leg of the tour. They already played Toronto. They already played Chicago. They're playing East Rutherford. Then they're coming to Los Angeles Saturday and Sunday, and then Mexico City, and then they're done. So your chance to win is coming up. I just mentioned there are only 5 dates on the Oasis tour. They've already played all of them except for L.A., which is Saturday and Sunday, and then Mexico City a week later. And we've got your tickets coming up a bit later on in today's show on K-Rock. This was from last night about the lottery.
And with no winner in tonight's Powerball lottery, the jackpot grows to a whopping $1.3 billion.
That is billion with a B.
10 tickets matched all 5 white balls.
Why the balls got to be white?
And those are worth $1 million. And one of those tickets was purchased at a 76 gas station on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks.
I bought lottery tickets at that 76 station multiple times. Just not last night. But does that count?
The next drawing is Wednesday, making that jackpot the 5th largest in the Powerball game and the 9th largest among U.S. lottery jackpot games.
$1.3 billion.
The lump sum cash prize before taxes is $589 million, and the odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million.
And may the odds be ever in my favor. There is a naked woman high-speed chase this morning in Westwood. And also, we've got great news coming up on K-Rock. This happened this past weekend in Alhambra.
Alhambra police say they arrested a man after responding to a suspicious circumstances call at a 7-Eleven on Fremont and Montezuma Avenues. Detectives say the victim was asking for help yesterday using hand signals behind her back.
So the hand signal behind her back is a thing that came up during the COVID shutdown because everybody had to stay home and domestic violence skyrocketed. So they needed to come up with a hand signal that the other person wouldn't know what it meant, but it means help. I'm in a domestic violence situation and I need help right now. And a women's group in Canada came up with this hand signal.
Open hands, thumb across your palm, and close your 4 fingers into a fist.
So they could ask for help without getting the attention of the partner who was hurting them.
Someone recognized what she was doing and then called police.
Oh, that's so great that somebody recognized that signal and called police and said, I think we need help.
When officers arrived and investigated, they determined a domestic violence incident had happened. And when they asked to pat down the man, he tried to run away but didn't get out of the parking lot. Police say they arrested John Palombi of Glendora and discovered that he had an active warrant. They also say he was carrying a stun gun.
It's an amazing thing for people who are in trouble to be able to ask for help, and we should all look for it and recognize it and try to help. And that is great news.
I've met a lot of people who have foot fetishes, obviously. And nobody has ever done anything to this caliber.
What's up with Florida? It's coming up next on K-Rock. Hold, please. Okay, go.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A woman tells us she's lucky to be alive after her date hits her with his car.
That's not a great first date.
Yeah, but before he drove off, he kept asking her about her feet.
Please don't send it to a reporter who's going to do a bunch of smell puns.
Strange, bizarre, and certainly something didn't smell right here.
The problem with puns is they're the first thing that come to your mind. Stop it.
We've all heard horror stories about online dating, but this suspect, well, he didn't pass the smell test.
Well, let me set myself up. He didn't pass the smell test. Ain't I funny?
This guy asked to smell your feet?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Just guessing here, but can I smell your feet?
Well, initially we had met up because I was going to sell him my sneakers.
Maybe don't do that in person.
She knew something didn't smell right.
Second time, same pun.
When she met this guy, Almansi Sersal, at an Aventura hotel.
When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet, and I didn't feel comfortable with that.
I have to stop you there. What do you say when someone says, I want to sniff your feet?
That's a solid question. Where could she go with this answer?
No. No, I mean, you could have my sneakers all you want. I mean, I don't care. I'm not wearing them. And, you know, they're just stinky old sneakers. But people like weird things.
Then things got downright scary. She says the suspect runs out of the room. She thinks with her sneakers.
I ran after him, and I met him down in the parking garage.
She says he ran her over with his car.
He did a three-point turn and actually hit me with a car, ran me over.
He ran you over?
He ran me over, and by the grace of God, I'm still standing today.
He tried to run you over, which is just as bad.
She shows us the injuries.
Somehow, the only thing she shows is a scratch on her elbow.
I've met a lot of people who have foot fetishes, obviously, and nobody has ever done anything to this caliber.
She says she's lucky to be alive.
You're charged with aggravated battery, a second-degree felony.
In his arrest report, cops say after a review of the defendant's background, he's been the subject in other incidents involving the same modus operandi.
We've covered a lot of bizarre cases. I've covered a lot of bizarre cases in my day. This is up there.
It's pretty bizarre. It was extremely bizarre for me, too.
Right, but we're talking about me as a reporter.
I've never experienced anything like this before.
So the victim is still frightened, and she says, look, I was truly fortunate to be alive. I was run over with a car. She tells us there is surveillance video. We're hoping to get that video sometime this week. In Aventura, I'm Rosh Lowe, Local 10 News.
And that's what's up with Florida.
Oasis only has four more shows listed, two in Los Angeles Saturday and Sunday, and then two in Mexico City, and then they're done, and your chance to win tickets is coming up on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
We're going to talk about someone who, a freak off their leash at a Korn concert recently.
It's coming up on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with 420 Catch of the Day coming up in a second. Megan Holliday has joined me. She's here for three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four
with Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
One, two, three.
An hours-long standoff between a nude woman and LAPD came to an end this morning when she climbed out of her vehicle and was taken into custody by officers who were ready with a blanket. The incident began with a dispatch to a Bel Air neighborhood regarding reports of a woman screaming and for a stabbing, but they did not actually make contact with the victim or take anyone to a hospital. This turned into a two-hour-long standoff on Sepulveda Boulevard, and at some point she threw a hammer out the window. It all ended when she suddenly climbed out of one of the windows, went onto the roof.
She climbed onto the roof,
I saw
that.
She climbed on the roof and the hood,
mm-hmm.
and then went down the windshield when she finally made it to the ground. And like I said, the officers wrapped her up in a blanket. And it's what I like to call just another day in Los Angeles.
Yep, that is true.
Yep. All right, moving on to our second story. A freak was off their leash last Wednesday at New Jersey's MetLife Stadium, where Korn and System of a Down were co-headlining. Apparently, during Korn's set, a man began masturbating.
Oh, okay. In the crowd.
In the crowd.
Oh.
He's sitting in his seat.
Okay.
And he's doing the thing. People were yelling at him. Someone threw a drink. And then a guy jumped over a few rows and then punched him in the back of the head. Okay. Eventually, security and the cops showed up and they dragged him out of there. He was trying to hold onto the railing. You know, he was fighting them on it. And then he was later arrested along with the guy who punched him in the head.
What?
Which is kind of like, come on. He was doing a service. So the entire event was filmed and has since gone crazy viral. So you can check that out on the TikToks. But who gets horny over Korn?
That's a great question.
Come on.
That's a great question.
That's like the least horny for me. Okay. All right. Third story. A man ended his relationship after discovering he had eaten bread his girlfriend used to film content for her Feet Finder fans. Okay, she had been pressing her feet into slices of bread as part of a custom fetish request.
Gross.
Leaving the loaf out on the counter. Unaware of this, the boyfriend made himself a sandwich.
Later,
she admitted that the bread was part of her paid content. He was disgusted, and he said that he just couldn't look at her the same way, and he broke up with her. The story has sparked debate online. Some argue he overreacted and should have supported her side hustle, while others say his reaction was justified. Yes! It was just disgusting.
I mean, she could have given him a heads up, though, as well.
Yeah, I know. Well, and why couldn't he see that it was squished? I mean, I don't know. Either way, foot bread has become an internet meme and one of the strangest breakup reasons of the year. I'm Megan Holiday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
All week long, we are doing Oasis songs that were not radio hits that they are playing in concert. And this is a song called Some Might Say. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
That is the first single from What's the Story Morning Glory. It's called Some Might Say, and it's the catch of the day. We're doing all Oasis songs this week in celebration of Oasis on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
Let's talk about Oasis. They have played Toronto. They've played New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to play They played Chicago.
Yep.
They're going to play 2 shows in Los Angeles this coming weekend. And then they're going to play 2 shows in Mexico City. And supposedly that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to add more or not. I would assume
Really hope so. Because it seems like they're having a great time together. And, I mean, these guys are making some bank.
Yes, they are. That is true.
So add more shows, Oasis.
So we're going to give away tickets this hour and the next hour. And it's going to be for what event did you miss to go to a concert?
Yeah.
Because you're our people. There was a Nine Inch Nails show at the Hollywood Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And it was the same night as Mike Catherwood's wedding.
Oh, my God.
And I said to Mike, I'm just going to tell you right up front that I'll be there for the ceremony, but afterwards, I'm skipping out, and I'm getting an Uber, and I'm going to the Nine Inch Nails
show.
Hell
yeah, yes.
And he said, I wish I could join you. So I was in my suit.
Oh,
and
my God, you went in your suit?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. And I went, and I got a car, and I changed my clothes in the car and went to Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, my God.
Because that's something you can't miss.
You can't.
There are some shows that you cannot miss for an event. And especially if you're not really into the event, that's what we're looking for.
Oh, absolutely.
So you went to a concert, and to do that, you had to miss, what, a wedding, a funeral?
Oh, boy.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, 800-520-1067 is the phone number for calls and or texts. 800-520-1067. You missed what to go to a concert? All right, you missed an event to see what concert?
In 1977, I did school. First time in my life, Zeppelin.
To see Led Zeppelin.
Whoa, yep. Yes, that was the right thing to do.
That rules. What age were you?
I was 16.
16?
Oh, my God. That's so legendary.
That is the right move. Yeah. I never saw Led Zeppelin in my life.
My top 5 bands include number 5, Cage the Elephant. Any chance of a ticket?
And no. Cage the Elephant is great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Not anyone's top 5.
We're talking about Oasis.
We are,
He's more excited to see Cage the Elephant than Oasis. What the heck are you talking about?
800-520-1067. You skipped an event for a concert. Call now. Hey, Rock, you missed an event to see a concert.
I missed a funeral to see a concert.
You missed whose funeral?
I missed my aunt's funeral.
to see who?
Depeche Mode.
Oh.
I mean, that's a solid choice.
I had four seats, so I had to do it. I had to.
You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, you were way invested at that point, you know?
I'm sure my aunt would understand.
Of course. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We are taking your phone calls of events that you missed so you could go to a concert.
These are so money.
You're our people. For sure. So you missed an event to go to a concert. And the prize
is for you to go see Oasis this weekend. So this is a big deal.
Yes, it is. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts about events that you missed to go to a concert. What do you got?
I did. So in 2012, I missed my really good cousin's quinceañera to listen to this. Go to the Big Four. So Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax. Missed my cousin's quinceañera. I had to go. There was no way I was going to miss the Big Freaking Four.
Couldn't love it more.
Did your family know that you went?
Yeah, funny enough, my aunt who was all down for Vegas. She's like, you know what? F it. Let's go to Indio. left and we went to Indio and it was great. I'm going to front my relationship with my cousin. It's still a little rocky because of that, but that's all good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sometimes you got to make sacrifices.
He or she will get over it.
She'll get over it. I mean, I also didn't go to her wedding, but that's a whole
other
story.
Oh, snap. Okay.
K-Rock,
hello.
Hi, this is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
And I had to miss a funeral for a concert one time. I was living over in England for the summer, and it was my great aunt's funeral, unfortunately. But because of the time difference, I was able to watch it on FaceTime at Wembley as I was watching Harry Styles.
Wait, what? Oh, you were at Wembley at a Harry Styles show watching a funeral?
Yeah. It was live streamed?
I live streamed the funeral.
When I was at
Wembley, because of the time difference, it happened to be morning and they were having the funeral in the morning and Wembley was at night in London. And so I was there watching the funeral.
Who does that?
Wow. Harry
was on.
Did you? How long did you watch the funeral?
I watched the whole thing.
What?
But when were you watching Harry Styles then? Were you taking breaks?
It was just the opener. It was only, I only missed the opener.
Okay. Gotcha.
You know what? That really worked out for you.
Yeah, respect.
It really did, honestly.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, you missed an event to go to a concert?
Yeah, man. So back in 2018, so I won tickets to Kel Jam in like late January. And so Kel Jam was happening in October. And then fast forward to August, I got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, no.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah. The concert was going to land on a Saturday. My surgery was going to be on a Friday. So I called the doctor and asked him if he could postpone the surgery because I had a concert to go to. And he obliged. He said, yeah, that's cool. Go for it. Go to the concert. Enjoy yourself. And yeah, man, I went to Kel Jam 2019 and the very next day I had my surgery.
That's fantastic.
Oh,
and are you cancer free now?
Yes.
What?
Excellent.
Three-time cancer survivor.
Excellent.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's amazing, dude. Yeah, so we were talking about events you missed to go to a concert. Someone said they did not go to a work holiday party because it was the same night as Acoustic Christmas with Nine Inch Nails.
That's the right decision.
Of course the right decision. Come on.
800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, hello. You missed an event to go to a concert?
Yeah, I missed my surprise birthday party because I went to the US Festival.
Did you know that you were missing your surprise party, or did you just not know about it and go?
It was after the next morning. My girlfriend was supposed to lure me somewhere, and that was when I told her I had tickets. She said okay,
and you left?
I just went to the US Festival.
So were all the people there waiting for you?
Yeah, they were a little upset.
Oh, my God. How long after did your girlfriend break up with you?
Not for a while.
It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday giving away tickets to see Oasis this weekend. At 800-520-1067. You have a text?
The 562, they said, I missed my brother's engagement party to go to the March 2 redo concert for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's the right move.
Since I've never seen them live, best decision ever. I totally agree.
That is the right move.
Yes.
You have a question?
Missing your daughter's birth. Yeah.
Missing your daughter's birth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it counts. What did you go to?
Because back, I think it was like in 2000, I went to the K-Rock Inland Invasion.
While your wife was giving birth.
Well, what it was is she was in labor, so I took her to the hospital, and then we got her all clean, you know, in her bed, ready to go, whatever.
And then you peaced out.
And I peaced out.
Oh, my God. Was she so mad at you?
This is the catch. So when she was giving birth to my daughter, the umbilical cord was wrapped around her neck. And then so she pretty much came out like black face and everything. But anyway, that came out fine. She was fine.
Right.
My oldest son at the time was jumping on the hospital bed, cracked his head open on the end table. So he had stitches. So when I got back from the concert, my son had a big old bandage.
Wow.
But you know what? I had a great time.
Worst husband ever, though.
What was that?
Worst husband ever.
Yeah, and father.
But,
okay, but was your wife so mad at you?
Yeah, no, she can't do anything. She was in labor. I was in labor.
What?
Are you still married?
No.
No.
You're okay. The worst.
He's the worst.
What a disaster.
That's it for me. Megan Holliday is next.
And I just have to say a massive congratulations to Deftones. They just got their first number one album with Private Music.
About time.
It's about time. It's a great year. It's the world famous K-Rock.